Saturday Light Brigade.
Audience, really, truly, part of our
family here, and we're really appreciative of you being along for any or all whatever happens here together when we meet on a Saturday morning.
Headliner joins you holding SLP Radio Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video, podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations on social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
This is a great way to support SLP. If you've got a car, boat, or motorcycle you no longer need running or not, you can donate to SLP using the website phone number in a moment. Our partners will arrange for pickup from anywhere
in the U.S.
They will handle paperwork. Take your vehicle away on a flat bed, or a truck, probably a flatbed, they won't bring the vehicle to us because we don't have need for it, they sell it, it's probably apparent what happens, and then they take the money and credit it.
In your name as a donation, they'll send you a tax receipt that you can use, and everybody wins.
It's a great way to get your car to a new home while also supporting our work at SLP.
For more information, visit SLPradio.org
or phone 855-500-7743.
Coming up in a few moments, more live music.
I think we're already ready to go.
Today, it's a pleasure to have somebody from Marion Center, Pennsylvania, have a chance to listen to this wonderful music. She is a musician as well as a teacher, mom. She's brought her fiddle with us, starting by letting you do the talking, join me as we welcome in Lindsay Marrow.
I'm thinking about that a lot now. What's happened to another team? What the first
a variation of things in there.
Yes, you're right.
So the original song is called the Arc of the Traveler. But it's been redone so many different melodies and so many different songs.
So those little tiny little tendencies, there's a lot of different places that you'd be surprised to find there.
But the name of the Arc of the Traveler.
Would you like that? Probably not. Times change.
Yes, yes, yes,
but But that was a fun.
Did you ever do any fiddle contests or competitions?
His name is Brooklyn.
He's originally from Manhattan, but he lives in Indiana now.
He doesn't have a mark. In his family, does he?
Mark's a great musician
from Tulsa, Pennsylvania.
You never know. Yeah, I'm sure that's. So we play, and again, it's just a little snippet of dance.
It's fun to get out and play these songs. People are probably really surprised by what you end up doing.
Yeah, very surprised.
Whether you want to call it work, or you know, pleasure. It's still a whole lot to do.
I think that's what probably surprised people is that. It's a ton of work. I mean, we have what we call no farming days where we all say we quit. And if somebody comes in and says they're having a no farming day, they just don't talk about it. Because it's a ton of work. But I think what people would be surprised at is that. You find joy in that work, you said pleasure. You find that in it. And even though it's tough, and it's you, man. The physical, and not only the physical, the mental outside of it, failing. And having to continue on and on again, especially
my husband and I, we didn't grow up on farms. We lived in the country, but we didn't know anything about farming.
And so that side of it, the animals, crop failure.
You sacrifice a lot of other things, but you find pleasure in that.
And your kids are primarily known for the life they decided that we weren't going to force them to sacrifice anything. We give them, although my husband and I are happy with the farm. But we want to be one of the other things they want to do, and they just live on a farm, still do all the other things that they want to do, and so I want to ask you one more question before we return to letting your fiddle fiddle talk about farm. I'm curious, how is your internet service where you live?
I don't have any.
Is there none available, or is it choice not to have any?
Well, I would say it's not available affordably.
Okay, it's very expensive, and it doesn't always work anyway.
So we have Wi-Fi.
The reason I ask that is especially because of the pandemic, we talk a lot about equity, resources, and so many folks are in the city of Spartanburg, or college town, and all the other areas here, in many areas, and can potentially really put kids at a disadvantage, or change their footage to go to school.
Right now, they're all now speaking of pandemic, we homeschooled last year, and we had done so in the past before. Like you said, I don't see that way. I see, you know, I understand your thinking. You've got a lot of other ways to get the internet, although there are places to get it easily, you know, simply the library, things like that, coffee shop, Wi-Fi, if you need it. But they go to school right now at Stony Christian School. And I just took a teaching position this year.
Oh, that's great. So I'm there to teach their grade, and then all three of my kids are going there as well. And I guess the way I meant by that, there's probably a better way to express it, have the option of whatever it is you would like, you should have the same options no matter what your zip code is. And you're gotten to a point where internet is almost like utility that you choose to have, or whatever. And if it's not available, it's just not a fair choice.
I would agree. We try to watch Disney Plus, loading every 5 seconds.
I can imagine.
We just know we just talk to Tom.
Well, well,
That song always sounds good
when it's done on one instrument, fiddle. It sounds beautiful.
Probably need to help have a way of being if you're doing that.
fight off each other.
Yeah, that's kind of a dream to have is to get things like that going. Organize things like that, where they become popular again.
Have you written many compositions, or any that you mostly rely on traditional catalog and also other genres that kind of fancy?
Yeah, I've done a lot of improv. So I guess that is good, but. I'm not one to sit for very long, so sit down and do something like that is not really my alley. Not that I would like to, but just not that I've ever done before, but to stand up and just jam sessions, that sort of thing. You know, I can do that. That's a real skill to trade off 30 places you regularly lay out, or if one will find you playing. Not really, not really, days. Right now we do some local festivals, and I used to do like open nights like that, fiddle jams area. I'm sure they still do have them, but I've got an online of these days. Well, Barnum and Three Kids, and Marion Center, and Indiana County Film Center, and with us, we probably have one or two more songs that are your choice. And what would you like to do that?
I like who was a very popular music there. Fun with the boy came. Oh, I like it. That's for my classic music. I thought it was folder music. I thought it was one of your dinners. It's got a very nice looking cover.
Do you like the sticker?
Oh yeah. So I also really love Irish music.
Yeah, great.
Every episode has a song that I've lots of requests for, and sounds beautiful.
Thank you.
absolutely beautiful. Shook hands fair. Well, which
more or less
was the theme to this war series. Ken Burns.
Let's happy here. Oh, there he is.
So nice to have you here today.
Looked like we were beforehand.
This will be our last chance to chat.
Is there anything else you mentioned?
I know you've had some lessons. You'd like to let people know how to read.
That's fine.
Do you have anything else? You'd like to share.
Very welcome.
So, you have to get my violin lessons on my homepage, and you can contact me through the website, marilynstead.com. And there's a music tab that you can go straight to my email address.
Much more time to put the mood.
Nice, 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 nice,